I'm delighted to say we are joined on the programme by Hot to Trot, and we're going to be chatting to Fiona Trotter now. Hi, Fiona.
Hi, how are you?
How are you getting on?
Great. We're working flat out during the festival, so it's all systems go at the moment.
Brilliant.
So it's nice we got managed to get it some time to get down here.
I really, really do appreciate it, because as you say, we're right in the midst of this now. Yeah. What an exciting time to be in music. What an exciting time to be in Derry, I'm sure, for you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the buzz is electric, especially now at this part of the festival. Everything starts to really come alive. And also the weather's a little bit better today, so it also makes that a little bit more better, you know. There's lots of great acts on, you know, there's many, many people to see, and yeah, it's a really good vibe, so we're looking forward to it. We've got a few gigs happening today.
You do indeed. And it's a 5-piece playing at the Maldron Hotel from 6 o'clock today, then on to Da Vinci's at 10 p.m.
That's right.
Then on Sunday the Tap House at 5 p.m.
That's right. Yeah.
The Derby Bar at 9, and then on Monday the Rocking Chair at 5 to 8 p.m. You'll be on the hot water and honey, is it, or what?
Yeah, hot water, ginger, and ginger. Lemon.
Brilliant, exactly, yeah. But, I mean, this, you're not, you love music, you all love music, that's why you're together, that's why you do this, so it'll be a tight 3 days, but you wouldn't be anywhere else, would you?
No, absolutely not. It's as I said, it's full on, but, you know, this is the time to do it. You know, you like to get a little bit of rest in between gigs and you know, and keep yourself nice and chilled out and just
not
be
overdo
ready.
The vocals and all that kind of stuff.
You've got to look after it, you know.
Yeah. So. This is the Derry Jazz Festival, but it's not just about jazz. It's all different types of music. It encompasses lots, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you'll find in the Derry Jazz Festival, it's like for the young and for the old. So you'll find the older generation might particularly like, you know, like the swing music, where the younger generation would probably like something a little bit more like postmodern jukebox, where they're singing like songs where... in a jazzy feel, but like songs that they recognise. So it's kind of bringing in the next generation into that kind of style of music, which is great.
And I think too, you know, to some extent, the way people listen to music and the way they consume it, and you're open to, I think all gloves are off in terms of what age likes what.
Yeah, I think it's amazing, isn't it? You'd be very surprised. I mean, I was singing a song the other night. I think I was singing Cry Me a River, and I had seen a young girl, and she knew all the words. Yeah. I was amazed. I was like, whoa, I wasn't expecting that. But she goes, oh, that's one of my favourite tunes. Yeah. So you just don't know, you know, which was lovely to see.
I think that Michael Bublé contemporised that and others as well. So and then they get to hear it in a new way, which is not really in a new way. It's new to them, but it's funny how it goes, isn't it?
It's a new way to them, but definitely a new way to the older folk. Yeah. You know?
defo, yeah. So you're going to do a couple for us. So maybe you might do one for us now, and then we'll have another wee chat. Would that be okay,
That's
Fiona?
That's absolutely fantastic.
And do you want to mention who you have with you there?
Well, today I've got my guitarist with me. His name is Frankie McElhattan. We are Hot to Trot and ready to roll.
Take it away, guys.
This is a tune called Cry to Me. When your baby leaves you all alone and nobody calls you on the phone, don't you feel like crying? Don't you feel like crying? Well, here I am, baby, I come on and cry to me. When you're lonely in your lonely room and there's nothing but the smell of her perfume, don't you feel like crying? Don't you feel like crying? Well, here I am, baby, I'll come on and cry to me. Nothing could be sadder than a glass of wine alone. And loneliness, or loneliness is just a waste of time. Ooh, yeah. You don't have to worry. Oh, no, you'll never have to walk alone. Come on and take my hand, pretty baby. Come on and cry to me. you're waiting, ooh, for a voice to come in the night. But there's no one. Don't you feel like crying? Don't you feel like crying? Well, here I am, baby. Now come on and cry to me. Oh, yeah, don't you feel like cry to me. Don't you feel like cry to me. Don't you feel like
Excellent. Fiona Trotter as part of Hot to Trot. Together as a five-piece tonight in Maldron Hotel 6 to 8 and Da Vinci's at 10 p.m. It's all under the umbrella of the City of Derry Jazz and Big Band Festival running till the 1st of May. There's tons of stuff going on, from workshops to live performances and what have you. If you want more information, you can get onto the website cityofderryjazzfestival.com. Fiona, that sounded awesome. Thanks.
Oh, thank you very much.
Excellent. I hope we're not... I mean, this is your third gig I'm working out today, you know?
Yeah.
So to speak, yeah. So tell us, give us another sample of what it's like to be in Derry. If you were a punter, there's loads going on, isn't there, everywhere?
Yeah, there's something for everyone at this festival. Mm. As I said, you know, young or old, you know, and whatever state or form you're in. It's starting from like 1 p.m. in the afternoon right up till 12 o'clock at night. So it's absolutely everywhere. All the bars are going to be filled, you know, and lots of great music, lots of great food. You know, as I said, there's something for everyone there.
Do you have any time yourself to sort of squeeze in any acts that you want to see, of course? It's tough, looking down at your schedule, but...
Yeah, this is the thing. When you're flat out like that, you don't really get an opportunity to see much. But, I mean, there are a few people I would like to see, you know. A lady called Leanne Carroll, who's a great jazz singer from England, who is in Bennigan's. I would like to see her, but unfortunately, I'm going to be working myself. But there's a lot of local talent that's on as well. There's Joe Quigley and his band Night Heat, and.
And looking down the list of players, I mean, the list of musicians, the Henry Girls, they're doing a tribute to the Boswell sisters.
Yeah, that's
in the Playhouse. That's Playhouse Theatre. So it is all different people all coming together under this this broad church that is sort of jazz and big band, which is great. Right, you're going to perform one more for us, and we're going to thank you so much, Fiona,
thank you very much for
coming
us.
In. And as I say, just to give people a final reminder, you can see the five-piece in action at the Maldron Hotel 6 to 8 today, Da Vinci's 10 p.m. tonight, Sunday, the Tap House at 5 p.m, Derby Bar at 9, and then on Monday, the Rocking Chair between 5 and 8. And we're switching tact a bit here, are we?
Yeah, well, we like to kind of diversify, so this song is no exception. I mean, you wouldn't ever associate Guns N' Roses with jazz or blues. So we're going to do our own style on a take. We're going to do our own take on this tune. This one's called Sweet Child of Mine.
Take it away, exciting.
Reminds me of childhood memories, where everything is clear as the bright blue sky. Now and then I see her face, she takes me to that special place. But if I stay too long, I'll probably break down and cry. Whoa. Sweet child of mine. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah. A sweet love of mine. She's got eyes as blue if they ever thought of rain. I'd hate to look into those eyes and see an ounce of pain. It reminds me of a warm, safe place where as a child I'd hide and pray for the thunder and the rain to quietly pass me by. Oh, 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 oh yeah, sweet child of mine. Oh, 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 oh yeah, yeah, a sweet love of mine. Yeah. Sweet child.